have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Arr! Why buy a house when ye can buy a houseboat?
Yarr!
Don't forget to check out the galley. That's real shag carpeting. Arr!
Baby, back her down the ramp and don't jackknife her. Let's see how many people we can fit inside. I think we got half of the town invited for some beer on a boat on a Saturday. A few good friends just floating away. The world looks better through a cool pair of shades with some beer on a boat on a Saturday.
This is the World of Boating. Gregor First Mate, Barry the Boater, Mike the Mariner, and Captain Chuck, who just finished up his four and a half times around the Great Loop. And by the way, just so I'm clear, if you were to do the Great Loop, you could start wherever you are. You started in Illinois. It just depends on where you are, when you want to start hopping into the, with the rest of the loopers. And right, and just join the party kind of thing. Is that how it works, Chuck? Or what?
That's exactly how it works. You'd be surprised about 300 people are doing the loop at any one time,
yeah,
or less. And very few of them live in Illinois. So a lot of them, you just start wherever you are.
Yeah. And you know, because are they usually running a particular flag, a looper flag?
Yes.
And that's how you kind of identify your fellow boaters that are doing the same thing?
Yes.
All right.
That's yeah.
Makes sense. And there's probably a hat and a t-shirt too, I'm guessing you guys
there's wear, a hat right? And a there's yeah. a hat and a t-shirt and a forum and other social media ways to stay in contact with several of these different loopers that are
right.
going around.
Well, Barry's just loopy and he wants to know if you had any issues, especially on that first attempt. Did you have any major problems that you had to lean on your fellow loopers for on that first adventure?
Or repairs along the way yeah. and stuff like that.
Yeah, nothing too challenging, or what would you say?
Do you want to believe this or not? No,
nothing.
No,
really?
Nothing.
It went flawlessly. It was like, well, so well, but, we're going to do it again three more times.
But not exactly. But
yeah.
when we got to Dog River after cruising, several hundred miles with other boats, well, that boat's got AIS, an automatic identification system, and this boat's got automatic pilot. How come we don't have automatic pilot?
And then the spouse said, because I won't let you buy it.
So we got to Dog River, and that was a great expense.
Yeah.
But we did have that put on the autopilot and the AIS, which are two really, really good things. So if you're going to get a boat and you want to do some cruising, those are two good things to have on.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah, because not only are you watching them on your receiver, you're transmitting your own signal, so they know where you are.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Even the Navy knows who you are then. But really, they might know who you are even.
Why would you have to worry about the Navy on the cruise like that?
Well, yeah, it's not like he's cruising off the coast of Venezuela or anything, but
just about.
He might be.
Did you have any issues with the Navy?
We had this issue with the Navy. Mike alluded to it a minute ago. We were in the middle of Norfolk, Virginia, which is a really big naval yard, and we're cruising up through there, and all of a sudden, you cannot believe how thick this fog was. It hit us all of a sudden. We could not see a thing. Well, all we could hear was a foghorn of a container ship coming closer because the foghorn was getting louder.
Yeah.
And then it ghosted into about 100 feet off our port side there.
Yeah.
And so I told Margaret that we got to get the heck out of this shipping channel. We got to get into shallow water.
Uh-huh.
So we can't see anything. All we have is our chart plotter, but and AIS, but AIS doesn't do you any good in Norfolk because everything is a target. You know, your whole target plotter is painted with these AIS signals. So,
so we
cruised over to the shallow water, you know, try to get into 15 feet of water. And we said, good, we're safe because those container ships can't come in the 15 feet of water.
True.
And then I noticed on the chart plotter,
using it said, Earth as a buffer.
Restricted naval area. I said, oh no, we got to get out of here. So just about that time, still in the fog, still can't see anything, we hear on the radio, Francesca, this is U.S. Navy submarine, and I don't remember the name, said, so you need to make an immediate course change to port. You need to turn the port. And so I was turning the port. He says, you need to speed it up. And Margaret's kind of yelling out, go faster, go faster. So then all of a sudden we pop out of the fog. It's clear as a bell. And there's a submarine about 300-400 yards off the front of the boat.
The submarine was just cruising a particular way and you were going to intercept it, vice versa, or what?
Well, they were stationary.
Yeah.
Pivoting. His words, pivoting to open sea, there was a tug there to pushing them around to go, but they were resupplying or recrewing or picking up crew is why they were there.
Right.
Why we were there is because we're dumb.
Well, there's that.
Well,
I can relate. I've been in a similar situation.
Yeah. Really? It was smart because he thought, okay, I'm going to be in 15 foot of water. The ship is not going to get here. We're not going to have a problem with it.
Use the Earth as a buffer.
Yeah, but I guess it was the other information on the chart plotter that when you looked at it and goes, oh, wait, restricted. Why is that? And luckily, your AIS was transmitting, so they knew who you were. And I'm sure when they called you on the radio, your first thought was, how do they know my name?
They know where you are.
Actually, it didn't matter. This is the U.S. Navy calling.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. And if you give them any lip, all they got to do is press a button. Take care of that.
You got to know this, before the submarine came there, we're already really, really nervous. We're really already.
Yeah, because you're in that pea soup fog, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then
you're like iceberg,
So we got out of there. We went to Marina. It was still noon. We went out for lunch. It was all good.
Well, you got a good story out of it, can you believe we almost got taken out by a submarine?
We got pictures.
You would have scratched the paint on the submarine. The captain would have had a long talk with you.
Right. Yeah, when you're talking back and forth on the radio, did the submarine captain have any kind of sense of humor about it? He's like, get the hell out of my way. What are you doing here? Or was he all business?
They were all business. They weren't like rude or mean or anything they've dealt with people like me.
You aren't the first loopy one they probably dealt with in that neck of the woods.
People like me.
Right. Okay. Well, so, and that happened on your first loop. Is that what you're telling me?
No, that happened on the third loop.
Oh, it did. Third loop.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You're supposed to be professional by then.
Well, maybe. Yeah, I mean.
He is, and that doesn't happen to anybody.
Yeah.
There's a new word out that we live by. It's called regression.
Okay. I'm not sure how to take that exactly.
Well, we're going backwards. Every day we wake up just a little bit dumber than we were yesterday.
Yeah, well, I mean, 4.5 times, you're like among the loopiest loopers.
Greg is way ahead of everyone. Don't worry.
Well, okay. All right. I would imagine 4.5, you do belong to a fairly exclusive group. Am I correct? Or do you know a lot of people that have done it more than a couple times?
We know several that's done it more than once. There are people that just do nothing but
they're constantly looping. God bless them. All right, more coming up on the World of Boating. Stay close.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.